here in this passage. I'll ask this morning that you listen carefully. Sometimes I can animate a little things a little bit, but this morning I'll ask that you listen closely to what I say, and I'm going to try to draw a picture here. This is Jesus, and he's talking about John the Baptist, and John the Baptist comes on the scene. He preaches for the first time in 400 years. There's not been a voice saying, "Thus saith the Lord," for 400 years, and John the Baptist comes on the scene. He's in a leather girdle wrapped around him. His hair, he was at a Nazarite. His hair was very long because of his Nazarite vow, and many think if he was about 30 years old when he started preaching, if you don't cut your hair for 30 years, it's going to grow to a length of about 16 feet. So we probably, here comes this strange man preaching, "Thus saith the Lord, behold the Lamb of God that taketh away the sin of the world." And he had his hair wrapped around him. It didn't drag. Jesus says, "You Pharisees," he says, "you can't be made happy." He said, "John comes preaching and you say he's demon-possessed because he's not like anybody else. And all he eats is locusts and honey and he lives out in the wilderness." And he said, "And then the Son of Man comes." That was himself. And he said, "Then you say he's a glutton and a wine bibber," because Jesus didn't live in the wilderness. Jesus ends up, he said, "You talk with people. You are friends with people. You sit down with people and eat with them." John the Baptist never did that. And Jesus said, "You Pharisees, you can't be made happy." But he does quote his enemies when he says, "You've called the Son of Man a glutton," somebody that has no self-control when they eat, and then a wine bibber, a drunkard, and a friend of publicans and sinners. And then he's going to give an illustration of one of the most beautiful stories that illustrates Jesus, a friend of sinners. First of all, if I go back to this statement, a publican, friend of publicans and sinners. What was a publican? They were the basest of society. They were hired by the Romans to collect the taxes, and they would say, "In this community, you're supposed to collect this much money, but whatever you collect over it, you can have." So a publican was normally someone that everybody knew was a thief. He could charge, and they were very unjust people. They were always wrapped up in the vices of society. They were very base people. Everybody hated the publicans. They were easy to hate. Jesus is the friend of publicans and sinners. What's the word sin mean? It means one who's missed the mark. One who's broken the eternal laws of Almighty God. I think it's absolutely amazing that Jesus quotes his enemies in this saying. And it's clear that he's not the least bit ashamed of this title, Jesus, friend of publicans and sinners. He repeats it in the Gospels in Matthew, and it's as if he enjoyed it, and he took this title to himself, Jesus, a friend of sinners. He wore this title with distinction and was glad to have it. But this morning I want to give you a few thoughts on Jesus, a friend of sinners. First of all, it wasn't true like they meant it. They used it to mock him. They used him to say, "You hang around with the wrong crowd. You're friendly with people." And Jesus didn't mean to take this title to himself like they meant it. I know that a man is known by the company he keeps. I know that. But our Savior is the only one you could not have known because of the company he kept. Because he was a friend of sinners. No sin could ever be laid to his charge. Hebrews chapter 7 says, "For such a high priest became us, who is holy, harmless, undefiled, separate from sinners, and made higher than the heavens." He was harmless. He became us. He was fitting. Such a high priest, the Lord Jesus, is what we needed. It became us. They had to hire. You say, how harmless and how holy was he? When it came time for his trial before the crucifixion, they had to hire two false witnesses, and the witnesses couldn't even agree. Didn't even make sense. They said, okay, they threw this out, and then they had to go a different route. He was so holy and so pure that even the hired witnesses could never bring a charge against them. Jesus was friend of sinners, but he wasn't like them. He wasn't like the drunkard. He wasn't like the adulterer. He wasn't like the thief. He wasn't like the hypocritical Pharisees. He wasn't a friend of publicans and sinners in the sense of aiding and abetting them in their sin. He was a friend of publicans and sinners and showing them his care for them, but he was not a companion that agreed with their sin. He never helped any man transgress the commandments of God. He never harmed anyone. I know this. That's an amazing statement to me as the Lord laid this on my heart. I've accidentally hurt people. Even when I try not to hurt people. Some things I'll say, if I don't say this, then that won't hurt them. And then I find out later that they're upset because they think I should have said it. And then if I think I need to say something to help somebody, then they get upset because I said it. So even when I try to not hurt people, I've accidentally hurt people. And that'll probably continue. Our Savior never accidentally hurt anybody. I think that's absolutely amazing. He was holy, harmless, undefiled, and separate from sinners. Yet He was a friend of sinners. He never helped any man sin. He never encouraged a person to sin. He never attempted to quiet anybody's conscience so someone could indulge in their vice. In our day, there's churches that teach men that sin's no big deal and sin has no real eternal cost, and they sugarcoat it and they deny the wrath of God to come. That sets a trap for men's soul. And our Savior, the Lord Jesus, never did this. The Lord Jesus loved the sinner. He denounced the sin. And He proclaimed the judgment to come. The Lord Jesus never made the way of sin pleasant or tried to make little the dread of judgment. He was a friend of publicans and sinners, and that He was honest with them and never flattered their lifestyle. I tell the teenagers, how come you go over to somebody's house that mocks your church? It's because they have something you want. Jesus never hung around anybody because He could get something. He was hanging around them. He was a friend of sinners to help them not get their approval. There's a big difference. There's a big difference. And you can tell a lot about your friendships by how that happens. The Lord Jesus was a friend of publicans and sinners, but it wasn't so He could be popular. Jesus wanted to win their souls. He was not interested in winning anybody's applause. The Lord Jesus wanted nothing from anybody He met, but He had everything to give. And He gave all that He had, but He never sought their friendship. Jesus was not a friend of publicans and sinners like His enemies meant to accuse Him of. The Lord Jesus Christ is the pattern of everything that is pure and true and right. And He gave us an example. Now, He is a friend of sinners in a higher and better sense. Jesus Christ is a friend of publicans and sinners. He was an affectionate friend to guilty men. Absolutely amazing, to guilty men. I understand, okay, are you clean? Do you do this? Are you an upright citizen of society? I understand that, but He's a friend of guilty men. Jesus said, He that believeth on Him, on Jesus, is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already. I find our Savior's soul was filled with love to men while they were yet sinners, while they were still sinning against Him, while I was still sinning against Him. He was my friend. The Lord Jesus left all of heaven and came to guilty men. He knew the misery that lies beyond the pleasures of sin. He never thought of sinners without love. He never looked at us without pity, and He never saw our miseries where He was not moved with compassion. What a Savior. Yes, what type of a friend is Jesus? I think He was a practical friend. The Bible says, greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. In John chapter 10, Jesus said, I am the good shepherd, and I give my life for the sheep. He was a practical friend in that He expressed His love. He expressed His love in the greatest way. He gave His life. He died for us. He was a friend that was practical. He made Himself dirty so we could be cleansed. After triumphantly rising from the grave, He mounted His throne and makes intercession for us continually and daily pleads for us.
He intercedes for us. So let me get this straight. He died for us. He rose again. And He's praying for you right now. He's your friend this morning. He's a friend of sinners. 1 Peter 2:24, I love this. Who His own self bare our sins in His own body on the tree, that we, being dead to sins, should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes you were healed. I love this thought. Jesus, the friend of publicans and sinners, He intercedes for you, He pleads for you, and He's praying for you. Jesus is my lawyer who never lost a case. Jesus is my attorney. He's my lawyer. He's my advocate. He's my daysman. He's my intercessor. He's my mediator. And God says to him, in the case under cross examination, I rest my case. Greg Nash is innocent because he's trusted me as his Savior. And God says the same thing with you. I have cross-examined them, and because of what you've done on the cross, you're innocent and clean. Jesus, friend of sinners. He's a very affectionate, you say He's a practical friend. He's a very affectionate, practical, and He's also a wise friend. If anybody, I've watched people, and one man will ask his friend for a drink, and if that man gives him a drink, I would call him his enemy. I wouldn't call that a true friend, that would give somebody liquor. God says, fools drink booze. Liquor's for nobody. Jesus was a wise friend, and He would say, I can't give you a drink. That's destroying your life. I will not give you what harms you. Jesus is a wise friend in that He says to each one of us this way, I will not help you in your sin. I will not help you. But if you want out of your sin, if you'll trust me, I'll help you. But if you want to continue in your sin, I will not help you with the sorrow that it brings. I will help you out of your sin if you want help. Aren't you glad? He's a wise friend. He never gives us that which would hurt us. He never gives us that which would continue our descent or hurt our lives. Our Savior offers us peace. But He says, you can only have happiness through holiness. I will not give you happiness so that you can continue in your sin. I can give you peace, but before peace comes purity. But I can give you peace, but it has to be His conditions. The Lord Jesus says, to set you right, to set me right, Jesus says, I must first show you where you're wrong. Proverbs 27:6, Jesus, friend of sinners, faithful are the wounds of a friend. Faithful are the wounds of a friend. Let me ask you a question this morning. How many people do you know that will tell you when you're doing wrong? How many friends do you have that you can call friends that will risk their friendship to disagree with you? My dad said, before you die, you will find that many people in life, and you can count them most of the time on one hand. Because most people, if somebody's doing something wrong, well, I'm not going to tell them about it because I don't want them to dislike me. So you can't get most people to shoot straight with you. I'm so glad Jesus, friend of sinners and publicans, He's a wise friend in that He'll always tell me what will help me. He'll never tell me anything that will encourage me for wrong. Jesus, friend of sinners, I find He's a very intense friend. A man, there, I find in Proverbs 18:24, there's a man that hath friends must show himself friendly. And there is a friend that sticketh closer than a brother. The old saying goes, a friend in need is a friend indeed. I found this little poem here and it made sense. Jesus is the friend you need, such a friend is He indeed. He who noteth every tear, He will banish every fear. Jesus is the friend you need. Do you ever think about this? When your reckless waste and debauchery has brought you to the state of a beggar, Jesus will still take care of you if you'll come to Him. There's nothing you can do where He'll stop being your friend. Jesus is a friend of the fallen and the ones who has wasted his life like the prodigal son in Luke 15. He had to come to himself. He said, I'm not coming to the hog pen to get you, but if you want out of the hog pen, you can come home to Daddy anytime. And he was the one who was always, every day, I wonder if he's coming back. I wonder if he's coming back. And when he saw him, then the Father ran to him. Jesus, friend of publicans and sinners. Did you know your health can be ruined by sin, but you can still come to Christ? Did you know you may be a criminal, but you can still come to Christ and He'll come to you? You say, are you sure? How about the cross? Even while dying on the cross, the thief on the right and the thief on the left, one's mocking Him and the other one is saying, this man's done nothing wrong. But we justly are receiving for our actions. Lord, remember me when You come into Your kingdom. And even on the cross, He looked at the criminal who admitted guilt and said, because You recognize me for who I am, this day Thou shalt be with me in paradise. Even a criminal. You may feel alone this morning in your shame and no one will talk to you. But did you know Jesus is a friend of publicans and sinners and He'll talk to you anytime you want to talk. Jesus was the friend of sinners with a woman at the well in John chapter 4. She was a prostitute and an adulteress. She had five husbands, and the one that she was staying with wasn't her husband. And yet Jesus sat down on the well, sat down with her, and He cared for her, and He loved her, and He took time for her, and He talked with her. And you know what the result was? Read John chapter 4. She got up and she ran and she said, come meet a man that told me all things that ever I did. And she went and got her customers. A fallen woman, a prostitute. Jesus, friend of publicans and sinners. The Lord Jesus, I find, likes to catch us when we're down at our lowest. The Lord Jesus Christ can love you into goodness when there's no goodness that can be found. He's your friend when you're at your worst. He opens the prison doors to the captives and He sets them free. Those sinners who see Him as their friend, those are the ones, like the woman in Luke chapter 7 who comes to Him. And when she found out, if you read Luke chapter 7 earlier, Jesus is preaching and it's to a crowd and I think it's to poor people. And I think there's this prostitute that's leaning over against the wall and she hears Him. And she hears him preach the gospel and saying, there is a friend that sticks closer than a brother. There is a Messiah that's coming that will die for your sins. There is peace available. And I think this woman in Luke chapter 7 who eventually comes to His feet, I think she's all the way in the back of the crowd and I think she's hiding her face and she's going, is this really Him? He talks of being forgiven. Could I really be forgiven? You see, this was a prostitute. This was somebody that not only sinned, but led others to sin. Do you understand? This was one of the lowest of the low. This wasn't just someone that had an overdue library book. This was and that's how come God gives it the beautiful title, there came a woman which was a sinner. And Simon, the Pharisee, invites him to his house and she goes, could I really be forgiven? I mean, me, after all I've done, could He really forgive me? And she comes into the house. I don't even think she looked at Simon. Simon's probably sitting over there on a cushion over up against the wall. And he's not washed Jesus' feet. Jesus pays His tribute to that. And she's just thinking, she's been weeping since she heard Him preach. And she comes in, and that hair she lets flow down, and she gets down at His feet and starts weeping. She never says a word. She never spoke a word. But Jesus knew everything that she was saying. Came behind Him. She didn't feel worthy to come at His feet in front of Him. She comes behind Him, and she's weeping, and her hair is draped, and she's... And then Jesus said, Simon, He said, this woman, He said, when I entered your house, He said, you had your feet washed, because that's custom. He said, you didn't wash my feet. This woman, from the time she's come in, has not ceased to wash my feet with her tears. He said, You know why? He said, this woman here, you know how come she loves me so much? Because I've forgiven her. Who's forgiven a lot, loves a lot. And those that are forgiven a little, they love a little. They really don't think they're that bad. Oh yeah, Jesus loves me. That's because I'm such a lovable, wonderful person. I have so much to offer Him. I'm so talented. I'm so... Those who love the Lord this morning the most are those who realize all that God has forgiven you of. And you don't lose track of that. It could be said, if I walked in and there came a man unto him which was a sinner. It could be said of me. It could be said of any of us. And I put myself in that place. Did you know that the Lord Jesus is your friend all the time? Did you know when you begin in your sin and you decide you're going to sin anyways, He's still your friend? Did you know when you go on in your sin, He's still your friend? Did you know if you grow old in your sin, He's still your friend? Did you know if you're rotten in your sin, He's still your friend? He looks at you and I this morning with pity, and then in His love, He pursues us. I'm so glad He's never quit. If you knew He was your friend, I honestly believe this morning you'd run to Him and you'd spend more time with Him. I want you to think of Jesus as the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, the great Jehovah God Creator of the universe. I want you to think of Him as high and holy and lifted up. But I also don't want you to forget He's also your friend. He is your friend. Whether you're saved or whether you're lost, He is your friend. If you're lost, you have until you die to accept Him as your Savior. If you're saved this morning, He is your friend. He is your friend. What a friend we have in Jesus, all our sins and griefs to bear. What a privilege to carry everything to God in prayer. There's not a friend like the lowly Jesus. No, not one. No, not one. None else could heal all our soul's diseases. No, not one. No, not one. Jesus knows all about our struggles. He will guide till the day is done. There's not a friend like the lowly Jesus. No, not one. No, not one. How about this verse? No friend like Him is so high and holy. No, not one. No, not one. And yet no friend is so meek and lowly. No, not one. No, not one. There's not an hour that He is not near us. No, not one. No night so dark but His love can cheer us. No, not one. Did ever saint find this friend forsake him? No. Not one. No, not one. Or a sinner find that He would not take him? No, there's never been a sinner that Jesus turned away. He that cometh to me, I will in no wise cast out. There's never been anybody who said, I came to Jesus, but He pushed me away. How many times have I heard this? Out soul winning, I'd get saved, but I'm too dirty. I've had about 5 people say that to me in my lifetime. I can't get saved because Jesus won't save me. And I always turn to John 6:37. He that cometh to Him, I will in no wise cast out. Jesus is your friend this morning. And if you'll come to Him, He won't push you away. He won't push you away. Jesus, friend of sinners. Jesus said, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. You know that the Lord Jesus is the friend of sinners. You can draw near to Him. He'll never fail you. He'll never turn you away. He'll take time for you.
And aren't you glad no one knows you like he does? And yet he's still your friend. Yet he's still your friend. I would like to introduce you to my friend. If you had a friend and he's with you wherever you go, then wouldn't it be rude not to introduce him to everybody that you meet? When you got saved, he came in to live inside of you. Now he's with you everywhere. You mean you can meet somebody off of the street and not say, I'd like to introduce you to the one that saved me. Let me tell you, somebody that found me and convicted me and poured His grace upon me and saved me. And His name's Jesus. And He can do the same for you. And He's with me. He's with me all the time. He lives inside of me and He's closer to me than my next breath. And I'd like to introduce you to Him. You say, wouldn't that be the practical end of a friend like that? He's with me wherever he goes. And I could introduce you to Him. Jesus, a friend of publicans and sinners. There are saved people I know in this morning who haven't made Jesus your friend. Jesus is your friend, but you haven't made Him your friend. You say, I'm saved. I know as well as I'm standing here, you can trust Him as your Savior and still not treat Him like a friend. Still not treat Him like a friend. I honestly believe. Okay, then let me ask you this question. Is Jesus invited everywhere you go? Or would He cramp the atmosphere? If He's your friend, then I wouldn't want to take Jesus into a bar where He's not welcome. You say, well, I didn't. He's with you wherever you go. He's with you all the time. Do you take Him where He doesn't want to go? Is He welcome everywhere you go? I think if you thought of Him as your friend, you'd talk with Him. When I get up in the morning, I say, good morning, Lord. It's going to be a great day. Lord, help me love You more today than I did yesterday. I love You. I want Him to be the first one I talk with every morning. Every morning. I think if you thought of Him as your friend, you would talk to Him more because He's with you all the time. I think if you thought of Him as your friend, you'd spend time with Him. You'd spend time with Him. Okay, let me ask you this. Do you like spending time with Him? He likes spending time with you. Abraham was called the friend of God because he trusted Him. Do you trust Him? Do you trust Him? Do you love Him? Jesus, friend of publicans and sinners. He's your friend this morning. Let's pray. Father, please. I wish, Lord, for each person. Lord, if there's somebody here this morning and they don't know You as their Savior, I wish that this morning they could just simply understand how free salvation is. And then, Lord, if there's someone here this morning and they're saved, and they haven't made You their friend, I wish that they could look back on this morning and say, I became a friend to the one that loved me and died for me.